With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States is preparing more sanctions on Russia in response to the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House will unveil the new sanctions later this week.
We will be announcing a major sanctions package on Friday of this week to hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny.
Kirby said the U.S. had not determined how Navalny had died, but insisted that Russian President Putin is responsible. The announcement of this week's sanctions will coincide with the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, as the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches, Biden administration officials are asking for approval of funds to help Ukraine defend itself. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Ukraine desperately needs more security aid.
The Ukrainian troops on the battlefront are literally running out of ammunition and having to give up defensive positions to the Russians. Defensive positions, by the way, that they've been holding and holding well. Because they're having to make the impossible decisions on the battlefield of whether they're going to fire this or fire that and who they're going to shoot at and how many of the bullets they're going to or artillery shells are going to use.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says no funding for Ukraine will be forthcoming unless the porous U.S. southern border is addressed first. Two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Court documents released Tuesday say the men were strangers who pulled out guns and began firing within seconds of starting an argument. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 64 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144, the S&P 500 lower by 30. This is SRN News. An NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, the policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian government says it will outlaw doxing, the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Palestinian activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people living in Australia. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus said the proposed laws, which have yet to be drafted, would involve issuing takedown notices to social media platforms. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on the auction of a speedboat owned by former President George H.W. Bush.
The 38-foot boat called Fidelity 5 was auctioned for $435,000 during the George and Barbara Bush Foundation's 2024 presidential salute. Last week's event benefited the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum and the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University. The boat's owner remains anonymous, and it's unclear what will become of the vessel. It sports a presidential seal and has three engines with a combined 900 horsepower. It can go up to 75 miles per hour and was used in the waters off Kennebunkport, Maine, where the Bush family has a summer retreat. I'm Norman Hall.
The elder Bush passed away in the year 2018. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.